Our business news starts with Christmas in Japan. Japan's Christmas gift market was recently estimated at around $3 billion. But as Lucy Kraft reports from Tokyo, the country has put its own twist on the Yuletide festivities.
When pop singer Tatsuro Yamashita crooned Christmas Eve back in the mid-1980s, Christmas was already a hit in Japan. Unlike its Asian neighbors, South Korea and the Philippines, Japan has never embraced Christianity. But its Buddhist Shinto religious beliefs have never gotten in the way of celebrating the Western world's biggest holiday in a way all its own. It starts at shops like this one in a central office district of Tokyo. On Christmas Eve, convenience stores and bakeries deploy their youngest and hardiest employees to stand outside in the chilly air, peddling boxes of what's known as Christmas cake. This bakery stocks novelties like Petit Fours and Bûche de Noël, but few passersby bother with these. Somewhere along the way, Japan decided that the proper way to celebrate Christmas is with a sponge cake draped in whipped cream and strawberries.
Christmas, Valentine's, White Day.
We ring up our biggest sales at Christmas and Valentine's Day, says a bakery employee. Christmas cake, by the way, used to be an insulting term for single women. Like Christmas cakes left on the shelf on the 25th, women 25 and older were considered past their sell-by date. But that old slight has vanished from the vernacular. Christmas, of course, is also music to the ears of the grocery trade. Several decades ago, somehow, somewhere, Kentucky Fried Chicken was dubbed the designated feast food of Christmas. So today, dads on their way home will often balance that box of Christmas cake with a bucket of the Colonel's finest, or at least a few grilled chicken legs from the supermarket. Meanwhile, in a brand new mall on the outskirts of Tokyo, a surfwear shop is doing a brisk business. Over the last few days, we're selling about twice as much as normal, says this saleswoman. When pressed, however, the employee admits merchandise is moving well because of deep discounting. Gift-giving in Japan is restrained by American standards. Most of the presents purchased will be in toy departments like this one at the general merchandiser Jesco. We only give presents to our child, says this woman, resting on a bench with her one-year-old son. My husband and I haven't given each other anything since we got married. Parents economize at Christmas because the serious spending in Japan happens on New Year's Day. That's when adults are expected to shower their children and any young relatives with envelopes stuffed with cash. For NPR News, this is Lucy Kraft in Tokyo.